Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. Although we are a number of months away from Purim in the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, it's refreshing to speak about Shalach Manos here in the middle of Maseches Eruvin. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis discusses a machlokes about when we can rely that a shliach fulfills a shlichusa. So Rav Nachman is of the opinion that b'shel Torah, when it comes to a din daraisa, ein chazaka shliach osa shlichusa. We don't trust that a shliach performs his shlichus. But b'shel sofer, when it comes to divrei sofer or din derabanan, the chazaka stands that a shliach is osa shlichuso. However, Rav Sheshes is of the opinion, whether it's a din deraisa, whether it's a din derabanan, the chazaka stands that shliach osa shlichuso. We trust that a shliach fulfills his mission. So the Chelkas Yaakov asks the question, how come when it comes to Shalach Manos, we never make sure that the Shalach Manos is received by the Mekabel? How come we don't make sure? How come we rely on the Chazaka? So if you assume like Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes says, Bein Divrei Torah, Bein B'Divrei Sofrim, so we always trust that a Shliach performs a Shlichuso. If you hold according to Rav Nachman, who holds that there's a Chilik between Din Deraisa, Din Derabanan, so it would depend, what is the status of Shalach Manos? Do we assume Shalach Manos, it's in Divrei Kabbalah? It's part of Nach. So maybe it's going to be a status Divrei Kabbalah, sometimes considered Divrei Torah, and sometimes it's considered Derabanan. So if you assume that the mitzvah of Shalach Manos is a din derabanan, so you understand that even Rav Nachman holds by divrei sofer, by dinei derabanan, that chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. But if you assume that divrei kabbalah, that which is written in Megillas Esther has a din deraisa, so then according to Rav Nachman, the chazaka doesn't stand, and we should have to make sure that the shliach performed the shlichas. How could you accept it happened? How could you expect it to happen? So the Chelkas Yaakov says, because we know there's another machlokas with regards to Shalach Manos, whether it's a din of helping the Seuda, helping to contribute to the Seuda, or it's simply about showing reyus, about showing friendship. So if the nafkamina is, does the makabla after actually have to be makabalit or not? If it's about contributing to the Seuda, so you're only yotzi the mitzvah if he actually takes it and uses it. But if it's all about reyus, showing reyus, then the makabel doesn't actually have to receive it. So Chelkas Yaakov suggests, if you assume that it's about reyus and he doesn't have to be makabel, you don't have to ensure that the Shalach Manos gets to the recipient. But then, that's not so clear. Because in the end of the day, it's only true, the Ramah Paskins, that the makabel doesn't have to accept it and you still get the mitzvah. But it's only true if he's aware that the Shalach Manos was sent him and he refused to take it. But if you don't know if the Shalach Manos ever got him for him to even refuse it, so maybe you didn't get the mitzvah, maybe the shlichas never took place. So in light of this, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that in fact a person actually should ensure that the Shalach Manos gets there, that it gets to the Mekabah, whether he accepts or not, but it should get there. Now this goes on to another discussion, whether or not a person should be delivering Shalach Manos on his own, or should dafka send through a shliach. This is a Mishnah Berurah discussion, but in order to avoid this issue, it makes sense that a person should send at least one Shalach Manos on his own to ensure that the Shalach Manos gets there, or at least send at least one through a shliach that will report back to him that the Shalach Manos got to where it's supposed to.